Hey, Dave.
Hey, Jeff. How you doing?
I'm doing great, my man. How are you?
I am doing great, too, man. It's really appreciate you taking the time to call and talk to us a little bit about the show that's coming up in February at the Rady Theater.
Yeah, appreciate your time, too.
Hey, man, we have a couple of things in common, I think.
What's that?
Well, I was born in Arkansas.
Ooh, Texarkana?
No, I was born in Nashville, which is not far from Texarkana.
You're right.
Born in Nashville, Arkansas, and then I'm an Oklahoma boy now, and I guess you spent some time, formative years, maybe in Idabel, is that right?
Well, 1 year in Brokenville, 5 years in Idabel, majoring in FFA, graduating at Bicentennial 1976, so majoring in FFA, and I know nothing about growing anything. But hey, I learned how to weld a good bead, and I learned some things about, you know, being a future farmer of America. I just happened to turn out to be a rock and roller of America.
So you've been out in the West Coast forever and ever now, so.
Yeah. Well, after graduating, went back and drove a truck for 7 years, and next you know, I joined City Kid, and next you know, we're making a record and changing our name to Tesla, and now we've made double records and still having a good time at it 30 years later.
That's great, man. As long as you can have fun and do what you want to do, that's what life's all about, right?
That's it. I always say the day I'm not having fun doing it is the day I'm just going to say I think I'll just stay home.
Yeah, I hear you.
And we're having a blast, Dave. If it's not obvious, I'm here to tell you straight from the horse's mouth, we're having a gas, as Mick Jagger would say.
Right. We're looking forward to this show, man, coming up February 28th at the Brady Theater. It's kind of a smaller venue. I think it's about 3,000 folks, but, I mean, it's real intimate, too, man, and it's a great place for a show. You guys are going to blow the roof off the sucker.
Hey, we're going to blow the roof off, but we'll replace it before we leave.
Well, you played Rocklahoma fairly recently, and that's coming up at the end of May.
Yeah, we played it almost every year. It's a great show, and, you know, for me, it's like coming home. I'd always love playing anywhere in Oklahoma because I'm just this Oklahoma boy, so, you know.
It's going to be like a great homecoming coming up here on February 28th as well.
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, Tesla, we get called Tulsa sometimes.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. We've even seen it up on the marquee before. It's the funniest thing. Tonight, performing Tulsa.
Oh, wow. I bet that wasn't fun the first time that happened.
Oh, actually, we got a kick out of it. That's why on a 5-minute acoustical jam, when somebody throws a Tesla hat up, I pick it up and put it on. I go, oh, a Tulsa hat.
Well, whose idea was it to redo the old 5-man electrical band song, man? What a great tune.
Now, growing up in Oklahoma there, you know, in my high school years there in Idabel, during the FFA class, sometimes they give us a little free time. And a buddy of mine had this Chevy Vega, and it had his house speakers in it. And we would play that song, Signs, man. It was always one of my favorite songs. So when we went out with Motley Crue, they had 5 different cities where they had prior commitments. We were going to have 2 nights off in a row. So we thought, well, instead of just sitting in a hotel room for that extra night off, and, you know, let's just see if we can find a club in that city that would allow us to come up and play our songs acoustically, and we'll all pick a cover song. So I, of course, picked Signs. And when I approached the guys, and they go, JK, what song would you like to do? I said, it's a song called Signs. And they go, we'll get a copy of it. We'll learn it. We've never heard it. And I'm like, I haven't had a copy of it since growing up in Oklahoma. I have no idea how I'm going to get this. This is back in the cassette tape days, you know?
Right.
And a friend of mine came up and said, I found it on a little 45 single. And so the band learned it, and we played it in the 5-man acoustical jam show. We would decide to record it because it was feeling so great, and having a 24-track mobile truck come down. We brought cameras down because that's when MTV was playing, you know, music videos and stuff. And we recorded it and forgot all about it. And then me and Frank and Tommy went and played somewhere at some radio station, and the phones rang off the hook. Word got back to Geffen Records, and they said, hey, we want you to put this record out, this live acoustic record, but we want you to go in and re-sing and replay all this stuff. And we went, well, we're not going to do that, not if you're going to call it live.
Right.
It's either live or it's not. And they said, well, you're going to be sorry if you don't do that, but we'll put it out anyways. The next, you know, Signs, Love Song was a top 10 single for us, and Signs was a top 10 single, which isn't our song, it's a cover song. So our 2 top 10 singles, Signs was one of them. And it's just a great song that people can relate to, you know?
Absolutely. And it, you know, stuck to your guns about, no, let's just stick with this live version, and it turned out excellent.
That's right. They told us we were going to be sorry. We're really going to regret it. And we have never regretted it because it's been our biggest selling record to date. It sold 2 million records. So, you know, to them, we were just being ornery and not going to do it. We weren't going to budge, and we kept it live. And I think that's the beauty of it, what people really found the beauty in it, it was from start to finish, it was just live.
Since their record guys, they totally forgot that they told you you should redo the vocals on that.
Them record company people, you know, they're right a lot of times, but they're not always right.
Well, you guys are working on a new record right now with Phil Collin of Def Leppard, right?
That's correct, yeah. When we were on tour the year before last with Def Leppard and Styx, we recorded Mechanical Resonance live, and then Phil wrote this song, Save That Goodness. He wrote the entire song for us and said, I think this would really fit you guys well. And we said, oh, we really love the song. We recorded it, put our Tesla stamp on it. It even made it to some charts, and which we haven't been on in years. And then after that, you know, here last year, Phil said, hey, would you guys be interested in making a record? And I'll produce it for you guys. And we're like, yeah. So we're in the process of writing and recording it as we speak. Probably got over half of it already in the can. Dave, we've always made records that we've always been told from the get-go, write songs from the heart that you believe in, that you can play night after night if things work out for you. And things worked out well for us, and we're still playing, 30 years later, we're playing songs that people say, do you ever get tired of hearing it or playing it? And we say no, because they're from the heart, we still believe in them, always will believe in them. And we're playing songs 30 years later that we wrote 30 years ago that we still love to play and perform every night.
Well, and if it's honest and if it's fun, man, that's a wonderful thing.
That's right. It's full circle. We feed off the people, they feed off us, and with great songs included in that, and we're still having fun doing it. The day we're not having fun is the day that I'll just won't pack my bags and say I'm just going to stay home.
And you're packing your bags and you're heading to Tulsa February 28th to play the Brady Theater, and it'll be good,
right.
A good homecoming for a good Oklahoma boy.
That's right. That's right. I love it, man. I always love coming back to Oklahoma, man. It just means the world to me, you know, and I'm just a small town boy, and here we are making music and playing music and coming back to Oklahoma on the 28th.
Living the dream, baby. Living the dream.
Living the dream.